Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In our weekly look at scandals in the game of football, we have to look at one that involved the founder of football, Walter Camp. As back in the early 1900s, a player named James Hogan of Yale had some special perks to play ball at the school. We'll discuss this and more coming up in a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and we are at our weekly Scandals and Scoundrels episodes that we do midweek each week just to look at some of the other sides of football, some things that were maybe not always the ones that you want to remember, but they did happen, and they helped shape the game and made rule revisions and other things to make the ethical part of football grow. So we want to look at these things very close. So first thing, in our tease, we talked about the name James Hogan. Well, who exactly was James Hogan? Well, he should sound extremely familiar because we just discussed him the other day. He had a birthday here late October. He was born in Glenbane County, Tipperary Island, and James J. Hogan was a tackle that came to America and played for the Yale University team from 1901 to 1904. Hogan was always known to have a smile on his face, even while playing his hard-hitting style during contests. This upbeat demeanor, as well as a spirited play for his school in the Eli colors, caused his classmates to nickname him Yale. Hogan lettered all 4 years at Yale and was an All-America three times, as well as the Eli captain in 1904. Yale's record in his 4 years were 43-3-2 per the National Football Foundation's website. The National Football Foundation voted James Hogan to enter into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1954. Special player. Real special. Now, Walter Camp is a figure pretty well known for fair play and promoting good sportsmanship, besides revising the rules of rugby to add items such as scrimmage, down and distance, and so many more elements found in the game of football today. However, there are some items in football history a little darker than one might think for Walter Camp. An article by Walter Goldstein on the website for the Hartford Courant points out that the father of American football, in his book of college sports, stated, "A gentleman never competes for money, directly or indirectly, all the while controlling a reputed $100,000, or about $2.5 million in today's dollars, slush fund for athletic tutoring." According to Goldstein, Yale, like other competitive football programs, shamelessly reported ringers for key games, no doubt for the love of the game, and who found themselves matriculated in different universities weeks or months later. So how does it that Hogan fits into all this for the classification of a scandal? Well, Goldstein's article points out that James Hogan did not even start his education at Yale until the age of 25 years old. He is not shown to have paid even one red cent of tuition to school, yet lived in a luxurious dorm suite. Hogan, along with two of his Eli teammates on the Eli 11, had a money-making business of selling scorecards at Yale baseball games. A monopoly on them, by the way. The happy Irishman was also permitted to be the sole provider of cigarettes on campus for the American Tobacco Company, and he earned a hefty commission on every carton, too. Goldstein's post states that the Egyptian deities and the Turkish mogul cigarettes on sale at Yale's famous watering hole, Mori's, were known as Hogan's cigarettes. There were even more perks reported for the Eli Ace. Kenneth Shropshire of the Global Sports Matter website in a 2018 article wrote that Hogan also received an all-expenses-paid vacation to Havana, Cuba for captaining the Yale 11. Now, who wouldn't want to escape the North Sea's weather for that, huh? Cuba, good tropical weather there. But it's not totally clear what the intent or knowledge that Walter Camp had on the privileges of Mr. Hogan and his lucrative education and football exploits, but you would think that he had to be aware of it. And maybe he conveniently turned a blind eye to the conduct to keep the star player on the very successful early gridiron program at Yale. It got to the point where every college program that had alumni and boosters with a little bit of extra cash were giving the athletes some benefits of playing at their school. And it finally came to a head in 1948 at the NCAA Rules Convention when the organization said enough was enough and they set up a mutual agreement of all the member schools to stop out the lucrative paying incentives. And that sort of takes us today. That's why things were so strict until these last few months where college athletes, they couldn't even make money off their own image. Now that has been rectified. And now they're making a few dollars and get more than just a sandwich and a soda down at the local malt shop. They can do things to support themselves a little bit, buy some clothes, have a little bit of jing, take your girlfriend out on a date, whatever. So, but it all started back in early football. And it sounds like most teams were doing that. So maybe what Walter Camp was doing was unethical, but maybe he was just doing what was the norm. We hope you enjoyed this Scandals and Scoundrels episode that we had. Like we said, each Wednesday we try to come out with one of these and tell you a little story about the game of football's darker side and how it ended up shaping American football, just like this one did with the NCAA sanctions and having the agreement to not pay players, which was sort of scandalous in its own right. Maybe that's another episode. But we sure enjoy it that you listened to us today. We hope that you'll come back tomorrow and listen to our next episode of the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, where we were going to go into History Rewind, and we're going to tell you about football year by year. On Mondays, we talk about the early pro football teams. We talk about one of them each week. We've got a lot to cover. The Scandals and Scoundrels on Wednesdays, and a lot of History Rewind throughout the week. And we try to talk about the games, collections, and hobbies innovated from the game of football, initiated from the game of football, each Saturday morning for your listening and reading enjoyment to cover all aspects of football, because Pigskin Dispatch is your portal to positive football history, and we enjoy that along with the Sports History Network that we are a part of, one of 24 great podcasts there, the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, and we are glad to present this great episodes of football history for you to talk around the watering cooler and feel like the smartest person there because you know your football history. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that. Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.